राम राम हरे हरे, जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद। जय अद्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय निताय गौर सुंदर की, श्री प्रभुपाद की। सो यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग श्री चैतन्य चरितमृत क्लास at Sri Krishna Balaram Temple, ISKCON, Bonake. We are reading from 19th chapter of Madhya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruct Rupa Goswami. Just imagine, Supreme Personality of the Godhead personally talking to one person. How fortunate is that person? Particularly, Kaviraj Goswami describes, because there was a much crowd there at Triveni Sangam, Prayagraj, because this is the Tirath Raj. Prayagraj is called Tirath Raj. Tirath means place of pilgrimage. So there are hundreds and thousands of places of pilgrimage in Bharatvarsh. In a Vedic civilization there are innumerable places of pilgrimage. But this Triveni Sangam is called Tirath Raj, king of all the holy places. Raj means Raja. Raja means king. He is the king of all holy places. It is an interesting story about Tirath Raj, this Prayagraj. Nanda Baba once announced that we will go and take bath at Prayagraj, Tirath Raj, because he is the king of all the holy places, so we should go there. So they were preparing all the dry prasad to be taken, because there is a long way to go by bullock carts from Vrindavan to Prayagraj. It's almost 500-600 kilometers. So Krishna says, all right, let's go. Getting ready, one early morning before they were supposed to depart, Nanda Baba went to take his bath at a sarovar which is in Nandagaon, Pawan Sarovar. So when he was about to take bath, he saw some very effulgent personality. He never noticed such thing before, so he saw that effulgent personality was taking bath in Pawan Kund. The surprise, he approached him. He said, "Who are you? How you come here?" "See, I am Tirath Raj, Prayagraj myself. So many sinful people are coming day in and day out taking bath at my confluence. So I come here early morning to take bath in Pawan Sarovar to get myself purified." So Nanda Baba was surprised. He took bath, he came back, and then he cancelled his program of going to Prayagraj. Krishna said, "Why? Baba, let's go." He said, "No. Why? You plan the whole big program, now you are not going?" He said, "That Tirath Raj was here taking bath in Pawan Sarovar. He was purifying himself here. So why to go there?" this Prayagraj once petitioned that all the holy places are coming to me because I am king. Why Vrindavan is not coming? And Krishna said, he petitioned to the Krishna. Krishna said, all the holy places will come to me, not my home. My home is not part of the holy places, it is my personal abode. How can it be under your jurisdiction? You are king of the rest of the holy places, not Vrindavan, because Vrindavan is my home. So that Supreme Personality of the Godhead, who claims Vrindavan is my home, and who is Vrindavan Ishwari? Radha is Vrindavan Ishwari. Krishna is not called Vrindavan Ishwar. Radharani is Vrindavan Ishwari. Ishwari means she is the king. Ishwar means king. She is Vrindavan Ishwari. So that Radharani, along with Krishna together in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are sitting in a secluded place at Dasha Ashwamedh Ghat, and one to one, individually, Rupa Goswami is instructed for 10 consecutive days. Just imagine this situation. Just imagine this situation. Like one person, Arjun was selected by Krishna to speak Bhagavad Gita. It was not a parvachan that so many people were sitting. Bhagavat was spoken by Sukhdev Goswami. There are many saintly persons sitting there and hearing. But this is something very special. Bhagavad Gita was special in that sense. Only Krishna Arjuna were talking one to one. This is one to one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking to Rupa Goswami. How fortunate is Rupa Goswami? It's very special mercy of Supreme Lord and Rupa Goswami. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Rupa Goswami to propagate this message of Krishna Prema through his writings. Mahaprabhu empowered him to write Bhakti Ras Shastra. So, this talk is going on between Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and one of the leaders of the Vaishnavas, direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. And talk is going on. Out of innumerable living entities, Durlabha or the rare is Krishna Bhakta. And what is the qualification of Krishna Bhakta? Shanta. He is Shanta. Shanta means peaceful. He is Shanta. Why he is peaceful? Because he is Nishkam. Nishkam means he has no desire. Why he has no desire? Because Krishna takes care of everything. We desire because we have to take care of our needs. Why I desire? Because I want to fulfill my needs. But Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, because Krishna takes care of the devotees, therefore devotees have no desire except to please Krishna. Hare Krishna, Manilal Santo, Aye, Hare Krishna. Isamananda's father, Sant Manilal Baba. So, Srila Prabhupada writes in purport, people are surprised that how our devotees are opulently maintained. And they know they are not doing anything. Prabhupada writes in the purport that our devotees are opulently maintained and they are not doing any fixed work. People are surprised and they become envious and they ask how you are maintaining, from where the money is coming. Big opulent temples, nice chapan bhog prasad. How you are maintained? They don't know Krishna is maintaining. Because why should we have desire when Krishna is taking care of everything? Prabhupada said they are envious of Krishna and they are envious of the devotees of the Krishna because they think they are not doing anything and still they are opulently maintained. In one of the purport in Srimad Bhagavatam, praised by the demigods to the Krishna, Garbhastuti, when Krishna was still not born to Mother Devaki, Prabhupada writes in purport that hundreds and thousands of our devotees are opulently maintained. They have no fixed job. Krishna take care of their all needs. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna writes, Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the purport in 18th chapter, verse somewhere, 56 or so, 55 something. One who is simply pleasing Krishna, Krishna becomes his intimate friend. He look after his friend's all needs. Krishna become intimate friend and he look after the needs of his friend. So why should we worry? This is when the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Arjuna was taking rest after the whole day's war, Krishna said, why, you are not worried? Why should I be worried? You should be worried, he said. Arjuna said, you should be worried. Why should I? Chinta aap karo, main chinta kyun karo? Why should I get worried? You take, I am simply doing what you ask, so you take care of the rest of the things. Main aapka chintan karta hun, aap chinta kijiye. I am following you, you take care of my needs. So he said, no, you get up, there is some problem. So there was something which Arjuna was supposed to do. So what we have to learn from this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Rupa Goswami. In other words, he is telling Rupa Goswami that you should not worry that you have given up all the ministerial position and now you are going as a mendicant to Vrindavan. Krishna will take care of everything. He will provide everything. And Prabhupada was talking to his GBC men in early 70s. I took risk for Krishna. And when I was getting off the boat, Jalduta, I was not knowing where to go. But Krishna arranged everything. Krishna arranged everything. So, you should also take such risk for Krishna. Krishna will definitely take care of you. Don't worry. Just talking one to one. So this Goswamis then they lived in Vrindavan. That nice picture right there, six Goswamis sitting with the stacks of their written bhakti shastra there under Kandama tree near Madan Mohan temple. That's a beautiful temple which is seen from here, Madan Mohan temple of red stone. Sanatana Goswami made this temple to happen, though he was not having anything. How this huge temple, which is monument now of government of India, is built by Sanatana Goswami's desire when he was not having any business, no income. Rupa Goswami's beautiful red stone temple, Radha Govindevji, is still in Vrindavan. So beautiful masterpiece of architect is built by these people who were not having any fixed income. They were simply begging from few houses to maintain their life. How can they build this huge temple? Krishna managed everything. He provided everything. They were peaceful. But we should learn from this verses, our anxiety should only be how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna. then Krishna will take care of rest of the things. He is unlimited. He is Lakshmipati. He has innumerable Lakshmis serving him. There's no scarcity of anything. Krishna can give whole universe to a devotee if he is sincere. So why should he desire something? So rare among the all innumerable living entities among the human beings are the Krishna Bhakta. And what is the qualification of Krishna Bhakta? He is shant. He is peaceful. Why he is peaceful? Because he has no material desire. So what desire he has? He has a spiritual desire. What is a spiritual desire? How to serve, love and please Krishna. On the contrary, all the other people, other spiritualists, they have some desire for their self-interest. Karmi, they want to desire. But Prabhupada writes in his words, karmis, they want to desire that they can earn more to enjoy the results of their work. With its highest standard of living, their purpose is karmis, they work hard. Why they work hard? Because they want to highest standard of living that they can enjoy. Jnanis, they desire to be one with God. But why they are not peaceful? Why karmis are not peaceful? I need $1 million, I will be happy. He get $1 million, then he think, no, this is not enough, I must get more. They are never satisfied. After some, there is no limit for them. After this I need more, after this I need more. Therefore, they are not peaceful. Jnanis, they want to merge in Supreme. They think, oh yeah, we are now Brahmanishta. Now we are Brahma realized. But next thing Prabhupada writes, these who left whole world, all material desire, they want to merge in Brahm, and they come back and open hospitals and schools and enter into the politics because they don't have any engagement in the Brahma realization. It means they never reach to that stage. Yogis, they do austerities like anything in Himalaya, but they come down, then they show their mystic power. They show some opulences. They show some magic to attract people. That's all these yogis do. They take some dust in the hand and say, and it is a gold. Ah, hey, yogi, very fantastic, making gold from dirt. Even in Africa, Krishna has made gold right under the earth in tons and tons. How much gold is there in the mines? Who made that gold? Some yogi? No. It is in tons. We not appreciate God who made the gold under the earth, and we praise the person who made 1 gram of gold by his magic, and we say he's worshipable person and very nice person, and we don't appreciate the person who has made unlimited amount of gold. So see, because these yogis know that there's a lot of gold already made by God. I am just making little bit. So he still wants adoration. He wants some position. So he is not peaceful. The next verse, to support this statement, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Muktanam api siddhanam. Muktanam means jnanis, who think that we are liberated. Siddhanam means those who have siddhis, yogis. Narayan Parayanaha, one who has taken the shelter of Narayan, is considering Narayan as a Para, Supreme. Ayan Parayan means he has entered into the home of Narayan. It means he is servant of the Narayan. You know Ramayan? Like Narayan and Ramayana. Ramayan. Ramayan means it is the home of Ram where he lives. You go inside, you will see Ram, you will see Sita, you see Lakshman, you see Bharat, you see Shatrughan, you see Hanuman, you see all the pastime and relationship of Ram if you enter into the Ramayan. Ayan means home. So, Narayan, Parayana. One who thinks Narayan is a Para, he is supreme. Ayan, he enter into his home, into his service. He will see Lakshmi. Now he will see Lakshmi along with Narayan. Why should he worry for anything? Because he has taken shelter of Narayan and Narayan has Lakshmi next to him. So Lakshmi is providing everything to the whole world. Why should devotee worry for anything? Parayan. Parayan, Śrīla Prabhupāda translates this word Parayan, the devotee. Devotee means one who is in direct service of the Supreme Lord. Narayan Parayan. Sudurlabha. 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 Durlabha means rare. Sudurlabha means very rare. Like Sundar means beautiful. So Sundar means very beautiful. So means very. So, Sudurlabha is very rare. Who is Narayan Parayan? For example, if somebody asks, Narad. Narad Rishi is Narayan Parayan. Because he is always chanting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. He is Narayan Parayan. He is completely dependent upon Narayan. Narad has any factory, business? No. He has any home? No. But he is the guru of all the big, great kings. Even Indra stands up when Narayan comes. He is Deva Rishi. He is a Rishi for demigods. He don't have fixed house. Narad has any house? Narad Muni, no business, no house, no factory? No. No family, no problem. He is simply chanting Narayan, Narayan and roaming all around and goes everywhere without any conveyance. No vehicle. No ticket, no problem. Narayan ghum raha hai na. He is Narayan Parayan. Narad is a Narayan Parayan. Narayan in the form of Nar Narayan is the presiding deity of Bharat Varsh. Narayan in the form of Nar Narayan is the presiding deity of Bharat Varsh and is worshipped by Narada Muni. This is in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Each Varsh has a presiding deity and each Varsh has a person who worships that deity. So Narayan, Nar Narayan, Badrinath, as other day we heard Krishna's Maharaj was speaking, Badrinath, he is called Badrinath because Lakshmi took the form of berry tree to give shade and fruit to Narayan who was doing tapasya. So Lakshmi appeared as tree, berry tree, to give the shade to Narayan because he was doing austerities and to provide some fruit to Narayan. So that Narayan is called Badri Narayan. Like Lakshmi Narayan is a Badri Narayan. And that place is called Badri. Badri? Badrika Ashram. Because there is a berry tree which is Lakshmi. At that time Narayan was there was one small cow called Chamri cow. She hid Narayan and she protected Narayan, so Narayan gave her blessing that from your tail, I will get always worship. So this what we use, the chamar is coming from chamari cow. So that happened also in Badri Narayan. And Narad was instructed directly by Nar Narayan for 5 consecutive nights. And what he compiled afterward is called Narad Panchratra. We follow Narad Panchratra. Panch means 5, Ratri means night. So for 5 consecutive nights, Nar Narayan directly instructed Narad Muni how to worship. And that compiled Shastra is called Panchratra Shastra. So we follow two Shastra, Bhagavat Marg and Panchratra Marg. So that is Panchratri, and this instruction is Dasratri, the 10 days. Rupa Goswami is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Parayan. Narad is Narayan Parayan. So Narayan Parayan means one who entered into the home of Narayan. So you will see Lakshmi. You will see all the devotees of the Narayan there because he enters into the home. Like if you come in the temple, then you see Krishna Balaram. Then under the Krishna Balaram, you also see Narasingadeva on the right side. You see green-eyed Govardhan in the form of Krishna and Balaram. Then you see the whole parampara, panchatattva. So if you enter in the temple, then you should see all these things. So Narayan Parayan means one who is a devotee of Narayan, means one who lives into the... Devotee means the one who is serving Narayan with love. And how can you serve without being near to him? Service means very near. So this is Narayan Parayan. So durlabh, very rare. How many Narads are there? One. So durlabh means so rare. Prashantatma. He is completely peaceful. Not at all agitated under any circumstances. Prashantatma. Completely satisfied. Prabhupada writes, completely satisfied. If you get the Narayan and Lakshmi, then what is your unsatisfaction? What do you need? Lakshmi is right there. Then what do you need? Finish. No satisfaction. No desire. No hankering. Whatever is here, it is jump. लक्ष्मी का विलास है इस दुनिया के अंदर दुनिया सब लक्ष्मी के पीछे भाग रही है और यहां लक्ष्मी सामने बैठी हुई है तो परेशान काहे के लिए आदमी होगा the whole world is running after Lakshmi and Lakshmi is right there at the feet of Narayan we are serving Narayan so Lakshmi wants to give everything to us to get out from away from Narayan so why should we worry we will not leave Narayan so कोटिशु अपि महामुने कोटिशु इज अगेन सेम वर्ड कोटि मीन्स 10 million कोटिशु अमंग मेनी मिलियंस महामुने हु इज कॉल्ड महामुने वंस आई समबडी आस्क्ड मी हु इज महामुने समबडी सेड टेम्पल कमांडर इज महामुने महामुने इज टेम्पल कमांडर ऑफ दिस टेम्पल सो दैट महामुने इज वेरी रेयर Who is in Bhagavatam called Mahamuni? Mahamuni Krite Vyasadev. Vyasadev is called Mahamuni. What is the business of Vyasadev? Simply glorifying the Supreme Lord through scripture is Mahamuni. What did Rupa Goswami did? He simply wrote the scripture of Bhakti Shastra. He is Mahamuni. Why is Mahamuni? Because he is So durlabh. Why so durlabh? Because he is Chaitanya Parayan. He is Chaitanya Parayan. He has compiled the vast literature on Bhakti Shastra, Rasa Shastra. Therefore he is Mahamuni. Very exalted personality. And Srila Prabhupada described in this purport, Narayan Prayan is already liberated from material bondage. He already possesses all the perfection of yoga. Unless one comes to the platform of Narayan Prayan and possesses and passes over the platform of bhukti, mukti, siddhi. So Narayan Prayan is not bhukti wala, mukti wala or siddhi wala. So what is this pure stage of devotional service? What is Narayan Prayan stage? As described by Rupa Goswami himself, Anya bhilashita sunyam jnana karma janavritam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. Uttama bhakti means one to become Narayan Prayan. How can that be achieved? Anya abhilasha. Anya means separate. Abhilasha means desire. One who has no separate desire than to serve Krishna is called Anya abhilasha. Sunya means zero. There is no separate desire from serving Krishna. He has all the desire to serve Krishna, but he has no separate desire to serve himself. Anya abhilasha sunya. Anya abhilasha sunya. Anya abhilasha sunya. Abhilasha means, what means Tulsi Arti, what we sing every day? Mora e abhilash, vilash punja diyobas. My desire is, there is abhilash, means my desire. Anya abhilash, anya means separate from Krishna. Anya means not Krishna. Bhagwan ko chodke aur koi icha nahi hai. Shunya means zero. No other desire. But he has all the desires. What desire? I want to build big temple. He has no desire to build his house. But he has a desire to build the temple of Krishna. He has no desire for one time meal, but he has a desire to have 56 preparation to offer to Krishna. Chappan bhog roz bhagwan ko arpan karna hai, ye desire hai. Lekin do roti mujhe chahiye, ye desire nahi hai. That is the meaning of anya abhilash sunya. Anya means separate. Desire to separately enjoy from Krishna. Bhagwan se alag hoke bhog karne ki ichha nahi. The purpose, rise in purpose, because devotees enjoy the same opulences which Krishna enjoys, which Narayan enjoys. The devotees who are serving Krishna Balaram here, they offer Raj Bhog. Raj Bhog means a plate which can be offered to king. Raj means king. For king, they prepare 10 preparation, 20 preparation with pure cow ghee, opulent big plate. They offer to Krishna, and after half an hour, they sit outside and relish their same prasad. Same prasad. They are getting same prasad. Kyun Lalita Mataji roj milta hai, Raj Bhog ke nahi milta hai? Huh? You get Raj Bhog. Same thing which is offered to Krishna, devotee get the same thing. Why should he worry? Why should have any desire? He see, this is anya abhilashas, anya abhilashita sunyam. Because he has the desire to serve Krishna so opulently that everything which is offered to Krishna opulently comes back to the devotee as a prasad. So why should he have some separate petty desire of getting something useless? When Krishna goes out as a Jagannath on a chariot, thousands of people pulling the cart. Why should he just sit in a car and drive and take attention of seeing the brake and arrows? Why should he waste time? Just sit on the cart with Jagannath and chamber the Jagannath and 1,000 people are pulling him. What is the problem? Why should he have a separate desire? He built a big cart and people will pull him. He'll sit on the cart with Jagannath. What is the problem? That is what actually the meaning of anya abhilashata sunyam. Anya means anything separate from Krishna. He has abhilasha, but not anya. Anya is sunya. Anya is sunya. Anya means anything else is zero, but he has many abhilasha to serve Krishna. He needs gold, rubies, jewel, everything to offer to Krishna. But for himself he don't need anything, even new dhoti he don't need. His brother Sanatan Goswami, when he came and met Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu first asked Chandrasekhar to get him shaved, because he was having a big beard and big, because he walked all the way. So he said, first get him shaved. And Prabhupada writes, therefore we don't like hippies, we want them to get shaved up. On this particular point, Prabhupada said, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never wanted big hairs like hippies, so he asked Sanatana Goswami to shave up. So after he was shaved up, Chandrasekhar offered him new set of cloth. He said, I don't need new, give me your used piece of dhoti. And then he tore the dhoti in two pieces, one as a undergarment and one on the otri. But that's all he wanted. But he built this Madan Mohan temple for Madan Mohan, which after 400 years still is a monument. So he has a abhilasha. To after building this temple, he never lived in this temple. He again went and lived under the tree. He gave this temple for service to the sevite, to the those who can do the service. But he was not living in the temple. All the Goswami, they built the big temple, but they never lived in the temple. They never took the facilities of the temple. They just left that temple to the sevite and they moved again under the tree. Anya abhilashita sunyam. So what are the anya abhilasha? Because this is actually at the stage of transcendental. This is not a worldly people stage. This verse is only for the transcendentalist. So what are the anya abhilasha for the other people? Gyan. Abhilasha, to have a gyan. Abhilasha, gyan karma adi. So, gyan karma. Most of the people, they want to be karma yogi, they want to be gyani. But for a pure devotee, one has to surpass the stage of gyan and karma. These are anya abhilasha. They are anya abhilasha to become. So many people, they want to know something. There's no need of knowing anything. Simply know Krishna. So anya abhilasha, what are the anya? Anya is gyan and karma. Anavartam. Avartam means covered. Anavartam, it should be uncovered. There should be no any cover up all these things. Anavartam. Avartam, curtain. Anavartam, no curtain. Anukulyena. Anukulyena means what Krishna desires. Anukulya. Anukulya means favorable. Krishna anushilanam. Shilanam means Krishna anushinalam. Anushinalam is very, very important word. Wherever the word anu comes, it means follow. Follow those who are perfect in service. Like we are called Rupanuga, means we are followers of the Rupa Goswami. It means the way they serve Krishna, we should serve Krishna. Not we invent our own method. Krishna Anusilanam means serve Krishna as the eternal associate of Krishna or serving Krishna. Like if somebody has a Vatsalya Bhav, he wants to serve Krishna like his child, then he cannot invent his own method. He should simply follow the way Yashoda used to serve. That is called Anusilanam. Follow those who are perfect in that particular service. Krishna Anusilanam. This word Anu is very, very significant. Anu means follow. Don't invent anything on your own. Simply follow. Anugami. Gami means walk. Anu means behind. Walk behind. Those who already know Krishna and serve Krishna. Krishna Anusilanam means Anukulyena. Anukulyena means favorable. They know what is the desire of Krishna. They know this Krishna's desire. And they serve accordingly. You simply follow and repeat the same thing. Don't invent anything new. This is Prabhupada's concern. You people every time make some new plan and want to do something new. No. Simply do Anusilanam. I want to eat pizza, so I will offer pizza to Krishna. This is not Anusilanam. This is not Anukulyena. This is Maikulyena. I need this, So I offer this to Krishna. It's not that Krishna is, this is what our desire we have imposed onto the Krishna. What he needs in Rajbhog, what Radharani used to cook for Krishna. What Yashoda Mataji, she heard that Radharani got blessing that if she cooks for somebody, that person will never get sick and he will always be with strength and health. So she begged Radharani to come every day to cook for Krishna. Because it is anukuliena. It is favorable for Krishna. Because she wanted Krishna to be always healthy and always powerful and nourished properly. So she begged Radharani to come every day and cook for Krishna. That is anukuliena. That is the meaning of anukuliena. And Krishna anusilanim, as the bona fide devotees of the Krishna is serving, you simply follow that. There was one big problem in Vrindavan. Some rich person wanted to offer some seva to Banki Bihari. And what was that seva? He offered mobile. And instead of flute, they put a mobile in the hand of Krishna. And there was a big uproar in the papers. Why this Goswami? Because Goswami got a lot of donation for that. So he put a big BlackBerry mobile, whatever, in the hand of Krishna instead of flute. This is not anukuliena. This is pratikuliena. It's not the desire. It is not Krishna anusilanam. It's not Krishna anusilanam. It is your desire you are upon. Or sometimes you put the jean pants to the Krishna. That's what it actually means. That what says, no changes. Don't make changes. That is anukula Krishna. That is called bhakti. In other words, bhakti is only when we follow devotees. When we follow the predecessor acharyas, that is called bhakti. So when Rupa Goswami, when Kaviraj Goswami is offering first prayer in the opening of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is offering his prayer, Vande Gurum, in a plural, to the whole parampara, not to only my guru, to the whole parampara. He is accepting all six Goswami as his gurus. As a whole parampara, even when we are offering the Vyas Puja to our own spiritual master, still we recite all the mantra of parampara. Because he is one person in the parampara. It's not that he has given us anything. From him, his own self side, he has simply transmitted the knowledge through parampara from Krishna. So we are indebted to whole parampara right from Krishna, not to that one person. That is the meaning of Krishna anusilanam. Anusilanam. Krishna bhakti is coming through parampara. That person is a present person who is handing over that all parampara has established. Like whoever guru now presently is initiating his disciple, what he is giving? Chant 69, follow 4 regular and principle from where he got? Prabhupada. From where he got? Prabhupada. Come for Mangalarti. Chant your rounds properly. From where he got? Prabhupada. So he is simply carrying out the order of the parampara. But he should be given all respect on behalf of parampara, on behalf of Krishna. So that's what actually anusilam means, one who is following the authorized eternal associate of Sri Krishna. So this every word has a very deep meaning. So Srila Prabhupada writes, this is one who is following this system is called Narayan Parayan. Krishna, a first class person is one who is not influenced by karma, fruitive activities, yoga, mystic power. He simply depends upon Krishna and is satisfied in his devotional service. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, Narayana Paraha Sarve न कुतश्चन बिभ्यते नारायण पराह। दैट वॉज शब्द, द वर्ड इज परायण, परा परायण, परा मीन्स वन हु कंसिडर नारायण द सुप्रीम, एंड परायण मीन्स वन हु कंसिडर नारायण सुप्रीम एंड एंगेज इन हिज सर्विस, एंटर इन टू हिज इंटीमेट सर्विस। अयन मीन्स होम, होम मीन्स सर्वेंट ऑलवेज, ही इज माई सर्वेंट, वॉट इट मीन्स, बिकॉज ही इज सर्विंग मी इन माई ऑल वर्क एट माई होम और एट माई वर्क। सो वॉट इज दैट नारायण परा सर्वे न कुतश्चन बिभ्यति, बिभ्यति मीन्स फियरफुल, ही इज नॉट फियरफुल ऑफ एनीथिंग। वन हू हैज टेकिंग, हू हैज एक्सेप्टेड नारायण एज सुप्रीम, वन हू हैज एक्सेप्ट कृष्णा एज द अल्टीमेट सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ द गॉडहेड, दिस वर्ड परा एक्चुअली मीन्स सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी। Prabhupada has used not word God at any one place for Krishna. Never use word only God. Supreme personality of Godhead. This para means supreme. Personality means he is a person. Of Godhead means of the different God, he is head of all those gods. He is head of all those gods. Para means head. Godhead means there are many incarnations, they are also called God. But Krishna is Godhead means he is the source of all incarnations. He is a supreme means para. One who considers Narayan, Krishna, Ram as a supreme, he is not afraid of anything. Why? Because he has a firm faith that Krishna has declared, Prabhupada writes here, that Krishna has declared in Bhagavad Gita, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Because he is Narayan Parayan, he should not be afraid, because Krishna gave word that he will take care of him. He will protect him. Then why should he be worried? And Prabhupada himself is an example that he was Krishna Parayan. He was Krishna Parayan. And he was not afraid of embarking on the journey at the age of 70 on a Jalduta ship to new place, different culture, new people, different language, separate culture, but he was not afraid at all. This verse, Narayan Parha Sarve Na Kutaschit Bibhyati, this is the personality like Prabhupada. Not afraid of anything. How much risk he is taking, he is not afraid. Because he has a full faith, firm faith on this verse. That they are not fearful. Why they are not fearful? Why they are, such person is never afraid of anything. For him, heaven and hell are the same. For him, heaven or hell are the same means, for Prabhupada, Vrindavan and New York is same. For him, for Prabhupada, he considers the Vrindavan and New York are same, because he is Narayan Prayan. He is simply, wherever he is thinking of Narayan. Hell and heaven are both same for him. Not knowing the situation of Narayan Parayan, rascal become envious. Prabhupada now is speaking, people are envious of himself. This Prabhupada is actually what Prabhupada is undergone himself. This is what is coming from his heart. People are envious. Who were the envious? Because he was opulently maintained by his disciples. He said, I may be son of a poor man, but I am father of rich people. I am son of poor man, but I am father of rich people. I am father of American disciples. So they are mentioning me. And somebody said, you have this Rolls Royce big car. You are riding in this car, paper. He said, what is this junk made of iron nonsense? I am representative of Supreme Lord, where everything is decorated with pearl and diamond. It is chinmaya. This is useless garbage. I am just riding here. I am representing Supreme Lord. And his chariot is decorated with gems and rubies and jewels. What nonsense is there? You have still cups over the tires and you think it is the best road slice. What is this? What do you think? That was his mood. Whatever bigger thing you are giving, you are giving to Krishna, which is not enough for Krishna. Krishna is everything already, which you cannot compare with anything else. So he said, people are envious. Why they are envious? Because devotees are maintained, I said, why the people are envious? Because after offering Rajbhog, they are eating Rajbhog. People say, hey, we are not eating, this island is a biryani bread island. Mauritius is a biryani bread island. Wherever you go, you get either bread or biryani. The bread biryani island is getting Rajbhog every day, so people are envious. Prabhupada said, people are envious. Why they are envious? Prabhupada said, they are not envious of, they are envious of Narayan and they are envious of Narayan Prayan both. They are envious of God and they are envious. Why they are envious of God? Why he is enjoying? Why we are not enjoying? And when he is enjoying, his devotees are also enjoying. So why they are enjoying? So they are envious. By grace of Narayan, a devotee is situated in the most opulent position in the material world. By grace of Narayan, his divine grace. His means Narayan, divine grace. By the grace of Narayan, Prabhupada is worshipped just like this. People are envious because he is maintained. He has taken all the risks for Krishna. Now he is worshipped all over the world. He is the devotee. He is situated most opulent position in the material world. With apology and folded hand, even the president and prime minister of countries, if at all they want to remember him, they put their statue at the four roads in the middle of some park. And unfortunately, any bird can fly and do the service, not the persons. But here, most opulently placed, because every day we change dress, every day we keep a glass of silver full of water, offer all the prasad, offer every day garland, that person, see the difference? How many people are garlanding even the Prime Minister's statue at Port Louis? So who is opulently situated? Narayan Parayan. By the grace of Narayan, his divine grace. This word his is, H is capital H. His means Narayan, Krishna. By Krishna grace, by Krishna Kripa Murti. Rascals are envious of Narayan and his devotee. But the devotees endeavor to please another devotee of Narayan's, because we know that by pleasing Narayan's representative, one directly pleases Lord Narayan. Therefore, devotee will offer the best comfort and facilities to his spiritual master. Outsiders who have no knowledge of Narayan are envious of both Narayan and his devotees. This is something Prabhupada was, I don't know, really remember, but these purports are written somewhere, sometime when Prabhupada was in Australia or some other places where people have all these questions, why you have all these big cars and other places, and Prabhupada has all these things in his mind and then he is putting this in a purport. So Narayan's representative, the disciples give all the respect to the Guru because they consider him as a representative of Narayan. But the people are envious. They are thinking why he has all this big car and big house and all good facility wise. But Prabhupada was so detached when he was offered this beautiful fifth floor house in Bombay, Prabhupada Tower. Prabhupada came from England in the last days, and Tamalakrishna Goswami and other sister Prabhupada, this beautiful house is built for you, which is more opulent than the Prime Minister of India. They said like this. Prabhupada said, I will not take this with me. I will leave it for you to use. Simply said, he just, whatever they said, he ignored it like this. I will not take with me. I will leave it for you to use. He was so detached, but the devotees offered him full floor. People now are in line to get one room in Bombay guest house. For months they apply. And the full floor is for Prabhupada, which is there for Prabhupada's service. Is opulently maintained or not? In the city of Bombay, where one room costs there 5,000 plus rupees, and here is a full floor of say 10 rooms, which is offered to Prabhupada still right now, considering Prabhupada is eternally residing there in his office. Is he opulently maintained or not? Do we even keep anything for the departed or retired big people in the world? No. We don't have any place for them. So this is Prabhupada's mood. Outside I have not said, okay then. But when the devotees of Narayana ask such foolish people, now Prabhupada is answering their question. You say, why you are opulent? Then Prabhupada said, we beg, please you come and live with us and enjoy all the same facilities. But these rascals will not come, because they cannot give up meat eating, they cannot give up illicit sex, they cannot, this is what Prabhupada has written. We are requesting them, please don't be envious, come and enjoy the all facilities, please come. Live with him in the same comfortable situation. They do not agree because they cannot give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. Therefore the materialist refuses the company of Narayan Parayan, although he is envious of devotee's material situation, but he don't want to live with devotee. Why? Because he don't want to give up all these sense gratification. In Western countries, when the ordinary men, storekeepers and workers see our devotees living and eating sumptuously and yet not working, they become very eager to know where they get the money. Such people become envious and ask, how is it possible to live so comfortably without working? How is it you have so many cars, bright faces and nice clothes? So many cars, bright faces and nice clothes. Even presently, a couple of years back, some big businessman or one man working in India, even for his parents to visit back to India, he don't afford to come in once a year. That much ticket is a botheration for him to come to India, 50,000 rupees or some, or $100,000 something. But the devotees travel three times a year between India and America. The businessman who went to the America to earn money is not able to come once in India to see his parents. But the devotee to see Krishna in Vrindavan comes twice, thrice a year. And they don't mind. And how it is coming from? They don't know. They were saying that we are able to do this devotee, we don't have anything, still we are traveling like that. But these people, big businessmen, they don't afford to travel like this. So Prabhupada saying, from where you get all these big cars, everything. Not knowing that Krishna look after his devotees. The one line, but Krishna's, Prabhupada's firm realization and faith in one line. Not knowing that Krishna look after his devotees. What Prabhupada want to say? Krishna is looking after me. Krishna is looking after me. Prabhupada is writing, what he is saying is Krishna is looking after me. So when he wants to maintain me, he maintains the way. This is example is given. One poor man, he has a daughter. He wants to get his daughter married. So he approached some rich man that, please can you help to marry my daughter? And rich man was really kind hearted. He said, okay, I will marry your daughter. Now rich man wanted to marry the daughter of poor man. So he invited his friends. Then he has to make arrangement according to his standard, of a rich man's standard, not a poor man's standard. So he has an opulent party and reception and everything for a poor man's daughter, because he was marrying the rich man's poor man's daughter. So similarly, when Krishna is maintaining, he is maintaining according to his standard, not according to our standard. that's what Prabhupada wants to say. Rich man is, sometimes this happens in India, some rich men don't have a daughter, and they know that doing kanyadan is the greatest ritualistic activity. to do, once at least sitting in a yajna and with hand, handing over the girl as a kanyadan, is a opportunity offered to the every grihastha, must have this opportunity. If they don't have daughter, they find out some poor man send daughter, and they do the whole ritual for that. Sometimes they know, if we do that, then we'll get some people. I know some people, they did like this. And they only don't do that only for one day. Once they did it, they maintain it for their whole life as daughter. Give everything on any festival, every festival to that girl which they married with their own hands. But when they marry, then they invite their friends. Like big men even getting their dog married, they invite their friends. What to speak of girl? So then they have all the opulent arrangement for that. So what Prabhupada says here, they don't know Krishna is maintaining his devotee. His devotee. So Krishna is maintaining according to the Vaikuntha standard, because he is Lakshmipati. If Krishna is maintaining his devotee as a poor, then how do people know that Krishna is Vaikunthapati? Huh? Krishna's devotee has no opulence, then how can people see Krishna as a opulence? Krishna's devotee must be very, very opulent that the people know that Krishna is all powerful. He is very rich. He is very beautiful. He is very renounced. So the devotee should also be renounced like Prabhupada. It's not that all opulent belongs to me. So that last part is also must be remembered. Renunciation is also part of the Krishna's opulence. Such people become surprised and some become envious. Now the next verse, which is for tomorrow, Brahmanda Bhramite Kona Bhagivan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beech. So this, today what we discussed, the message we got is, we should not be worried. We should be satisfied and peaceful as a devotee of Krishna. Krishna will maintain all his devotees. This is Prabhupada's realization, which he has put in this purport. We simply be concerned with how to serve Krishna conscious movement, which is Krishna has incarnated in Kali Yuga in Krishna conscious movement, ISKCON. So how to serve the ISKCON as a society, which is the body of Prabhupada. That is the meaning of Anusilanam. Anusilanam means serving the way Prabhupada served, means following Prabhupada. So we should all work together to spread Krishna conscious movement through ISKCON under Srila Prabhupada. Then Krishna will take care of everybody. Otherwise, they are on their own. Let them do whatever they want to do. That is not Anusilanam. That is a new method. You are responsible. Krishna is not responsible. Prabhupada is not responsible. He says, ISKCON is my body. I will live in ISKCON. I will not live outside ISKCON. That's what actually the message. Anusilanam. Anusilanam means follow. Follow the previous acharyas. So Prabhupada is established, and so person like acharya like Prabhupada will come once in a thousand years. It's not so easy. So he established this ISKCON, which will go for 10,000 years. Fortunate people will just live within ISKCON, whatever the circumstances may be. And they work together jointly, and then Krishna will provide everything. Opulently, no problem. Problem is because Anya Abhilasha. We have Anya Abhilasha still, not Sunya. We have separate interest, then Krishna. Separate interest, then ISKCON. Not here, for us it's separate interest, then ISKCON. Therefore we are not peaceful. We are not satisfied. We are having lot of anxieties. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Rupa Goswami ki jai. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Yes, ma. Devotee means he has taken shelter. In service means one who is serving somebody is automatically under the shelter of that person. Prabhupada wrote, Narayan Paran means devotee of Narayan. I mean, as word to word translation, devotee of Narayan. Yeah, Nar and Narayan. Well, Nar Narayan. That actually, son of Murti and Dharam is Nar Narayan. Nar Narayan is the name of one person. Nar is separate also. That is Arjun. That is Arjun. But this Narayan is not called Narayan, it's called Nar Narayan. His name is Nar Narayan. In the picture there are two personalities? One, it must be one. Nar Narayan is a Vishnu and the Nar, like what we say, Narayan Namaskarte Naram Chaiva Narottamam. So that Naram Chaiva Narottamam is a Nar. Supreme Personality is Narayan. So usually they are called Nar Narayan. Krishna and Arjuna appear as a Nar Narayan they call. But I understand what you want to say. But it's called Nar Narayan is there. It means both are there. But in a where it is the incarnation of it says Nar Narayan, incarnation of Nar Narayan as a son of Murti and Dharma. Lord appear as a Nar Narayan. They call it like this. So I understand what you want to say. He's called Nar Narayan. But he is Narayan there. Narayan is doing the tapasya. So he's called Badri Narayan. So Nar is Arjun with Narayan. Both are doing austerities. Devotee and Narayan both are doing austerities there.
And about loans.
We discussed today something about loan in the class.
In the beginning, we were speaking about.
That
changed my mind.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't remember. But anyway, loan. The modern loan, which Prabhupada said is bad economy. Prabhupada said, you give 1,000 rupees and then you purchase the house and then you will pay in installment. That is bad economy. The loan in a Vedic system for a business where you get 1,000 rupees, then you can earn 1,100 rupees in a month after that. So out of 1,100 rupees, you pay the interest on 1,000 rupees, 10 rupees to the person who lended you money, 90 rupees you earn out of that. It is not that after you exhaust all loan and then you repay. That is not actually Vedic system. Vedic system is that you take loan to use in for business and you earn out of that and pay the interest. Pay the interest and simultaneously you decrease your loan day by day. But it is not that you don't have anything, you take loan from bank and then you repay when you earn. What is the guarantee when you die? If you die in the middle, then who will pay? So this system, there was a Vedic system of loan. We have to, anyway, I have not done research on this, but it is one of the four, in Bhagavad Gita said only three things for the Vaishyas, Krishi Goraksha Vanijam. Krishi means agriculture, Goraksha means animal protection, cow protection, and Vanijam means business. But Bhagavatam says fourth thing also, money lending. This business, this is also part of the Vaishya business. So Vaishya business means the business community, they give loan to one another. It doesn't mean education loan, it doesn't mean house loan. This is all different thing. But business community, they have already $1 million, but they want to expand their business, so they take money from somebody for 1 month and then return it back. It's not for after 10 years I have returned you back. That type of loan is a big responsibility. Mentally that person is completely cursed under that. But now people become so smart. And Western world is so foolish. Indian loan has always guarantee. Indian loan has always guarantee. You have to mortgage something to get loan. But Western loan, you take loan, you give after, all the banks become bankrupt. All Dubai is bankrupt. People left the car at the airport with the key and a note, bank I cannot pay your loan, take your car back. There are hundreds of cars in Dubai are like that. This is bad, foolish loan giving by the Western world. But Indian loan, no risk, always there is mortgage. You show the property paper, put in the bank, then get loan. No loan without guarantee. So this is the difference. A loan is always with guarantee in a Vedic system. You must show your some property against that loan. Then you can get the loan. It's not that you get the loan for nothing. How can you pay it? So there must be some asset against that you can get loan. Even people who are getting loan, I will give my son to work in your shop, you give me some money and you cut the salary as a loan which I am taking from. It's not without any mortgage you will get loan. What are Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.